This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
This one right here, Shirley, you know, sometimes there's some gentlemen out there that's just not, they just don't have what they need. So the wife has called and let me know what he needs. This is right here is go big or go home. Go big or go home. Your wife has let me know that you are not exactly what she's needing, and we're going to try to get you some help so you can, I can help you get to a better size. Let's see if I can say it. Yeah. You're not King Kong. You're more like Bubbles. You know what I'm saying? That's you right in there. You're not who you think you are. Go
Chimpanzees
big or go home.
Strong.
You know
Chimp strong as hell, dog. Being Bubbles might be plenty. I ain't gonna lie to you. You let one of them chimps grab your ass, your hands is full. I'm telling you right now. You're not gonna be thinking monkey no more if that chimp grab your ass.
Let me borrow $20.
Yeah, that's what a chimp is right here. That ain't no damn gorilla. That's a chimp. That's it. Let me hold $20.
Go big or go home. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach Darnell. Darnell, let's see. Who is this? Darnell, how you doing? This is Scott with Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge. How you doing today?
Scott who?
My name is Scott, and I'm with Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge.
I'm good, Scott. What's up?
We were actually given a phone call by your wife. Your wife is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, your wife's birthday is coming up pretty soon. Is that right?
Yeah. It's a couple weeks. Yeah, it's coming up.
Okay. Have you decided on getting her anything, or have you purchased anything yet?
No. I got a couple things in mind.
We got a call from. I think we've got something that's gonna really help you guys, and something I think that she wanted to recommend. That's something that you probably wouldn't think about getting.
All right, I'm all ears.
Okay,
I've been racking my brain, so I'm all ears.
Actually, gave us a call. She's actually had an idea. You know what she would really, really like for her birthday present. So,
what's the name of your company again?
Bigger and Better. Like I said,
hold on. She called. You,
I'm sorry?
She called you to give me an idea on what I should get her for her birthday?
Yeah, well, this is something that's a little different, and it's something that you probably would never in a million years think of. But here at Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge, we actually do some things that we definitely know you wouldn't have thought of. So I definitely understand her giving
Sam,
us a call.
Sam, what's your name? What's your name again? Sam?
No, Sam. Scott.
Scott, get to the point. What you selling?
Actually, let us know that there's some things that are really, really lacking between you guys. And she would very much like for her birthday where you can be a lot more well endowed. So, you know, that's what we do here at Bigger and Better.
What?
We actually, hello?
What? I could be more what?
More well endowed, sir. So I think really what's going on is Bianca's really not satisfied right now.
Is she calling you? To tell you that I'm not, what do you mean well endowed? My junk?
Sir, you're inadequate. You know what I mean? I guess maybe very impotent. I'm not sure, but.
Are you kidding me? What's the name of this company again?
Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge. And right now, you know, you're not large and in charge, and we want to get you that way.
Are you able to come in for a consultation? A consultation. I'll tell you what. I'm going to call her right now. Because this is a right now, okay? I'm going to call her.
Well, and, do you not think you need to come in?
I don't even think I need to be talking to you, Mr. Scott, about okay, whatever
sir,
is going on in my bedroom. I'm king, so So I'm not even. I don't even know what the f- going on.
With, okay,
whatever
sir, can I say this?
Selling,
this
whatever services you first, on for me that's going to increase me in the bedroom.
This is the first sign of denial, right here.
I don't have no denial. I don't have no problems in the bedroom.
Okay, well, will you,
you know what I'm saying? I don't even. Why am I even still on the phone with you?
Okay, but sir. I mean,
you ain't have to worry about hearing from her. If she got some kind of account with you, then you go ahead and close that out.
Okay, but Mr. Darnell, let me say this. You have a very big ego, sir. But what I want to do is you know, but you're not as big as your ego. I want to get you to that point.
This is some crazy I've heard some crazy things people sell online, but you're going to call me, talk about my wife called you and saying that I'm inadequate in the bedroom?
Sir, you know what? And once again,
I'm trying, you're doing your job, Scott. But I'm gonna have to call her right now. Okay.
Okay.
Don't worry. Lose my number, Scott. Don't call me.
You're in denial.
I'm in denial. You. Hello,
sir. I really want to help you as much as I can.
Listen, man. Listen. I'm trying to get my wife on the phone right now. Okay. I know you got a job to do, but what I need you to do right now is stop calling me. All right, I'm trying to be nice to you because I'm sure whatever it is she called you and you just doing your job.
Okay,
right?
I'm trying to get you in here to get a consultation so we can get you further along than where you are.
A consultation? I don't need no consultation. I don't need no assistance from you, Scott.
Okay, sir, you're
call me no more, man.
Hey, you're small and I want to make you bigger.
You want to make me bigger? What is this anyway? You bigger, huh? What kind of job is that? How you even get a job like that? You apply for this job? You idiot? Were you a high school dropout? Stop calling me, man.
Mr. Darnell, I'm still trying to help you get through the situation, okay? Are you willing to come in for a consultation? At least we're coming in for a consultation. We can get you further along than where you are.
Are you listening to me? The only consultation we're going to have is my fist in your face if you call me again. I'll tell you what, I will come in for a consultation. Give me your address and everything like that, all your information, and I will come down for a consultation. You going to be there?
I'm here the first 8 hours of the day, sir. What I want to do is get you lined up and get your procedure.
Let me call my wife. I don't need no damn procedure. Give me your info, and you don't have to worry about hearing from us no more, okay? But right now, I need you to get off the phone. I don't want to hang up on you. I understand you're trying to do your job.
Mr. Darnell, you're small.
I'm small?
I'm trying to make you bigger,
man,
sir.
Man, f*** you.
Hey, sir, you know what? I'm trying to help you. You're the person that's a little small guy. I'm trying to help you with your problem. Now, if you're not going to be appreciative of it, then I don't even understand why your wife knows you're having a problem.
Give me your address, and we can have this conversation face-to-face. You don't know what the
f***ing talking to. Why would your wife call here, sir?
It doesn't matter. If I can get on the line, I can figure out why she calls you. Loser, you don't f***ing
call
me.
Because you're inadequate.
Man,
hey, sir, here's the problem. You're tiny and you don't want to admit
I'm tiny?
It. Let me get you.
You don't know me, man. You never seen me. You don't know anything about me. I can't even believe my wife would even call you with this. This is how you do business? You don't call me and call me I'm tiny?
Sir, let me explain something to you. I'm not only the president, but I'm also a client, sir.
I don't give a what you are, okay?
Okay. Then there are some other things that let us know as well.
What the f*** would that be?
She also wanted me to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife just prank phone called you back.
Man, that f*** ain't funny, man. I'm over here looking at my f*** in the mirror. Man, it's kind of great time for f*** on her. I thought I was good, but I got a little nervous. I was like, man.
What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Come on, now you know it's a Steve Harvey radio show, man.
And there you have it. There you have it. I already told y'all I'm coming to Chi-Town this weekend. Laying in the Cut, October the 26th, Nephew Tommy and Friends. The Hyman Center, Lafayette, Louisiana, baby. Nephew Tommy and Friends. Get ready. And oh my God, me and my girl hooked up. That is Thanksgiving Comedy Festival. Nephew Tommy, Cheryl Underwood. We got Vanessa Mitchell and Dominique at the New Jersey Pack. That is November 30th, Saturday, right after Thanksgiving. So Newark, New Jersey, y'all get ready because we coming through. Stupid is on the way. Nephew Tom, see me in the shine. That's just
yep. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.